It's very important for regional leaders of an economy of a metropolitan area to really know what their strengths and weaknesses are. And I think in any region, they need to then really be trying to focus on building on the assets that they have.
This is At Brookings, a weekly in-depth look at issues behind the news. This week, the challenge for America's metros, growing an economy that's opportunity rich.
The economic recovery is taking root, and many households are doing better than just okay, while there are others who find that making ends meet remains a daily challenge. Baltimore is an apt case study of this national trend, notes fellow Jennifer Vey, as she urges a path toward more inclusive and sustainable economic growth.
For a lot of metros, on many broad indicators of economic health, they're looking very well at the regional scale. These are measures such as, you know, income growth, job growth, for example. And I think Baltimore is a very good example of this, that has, overall, what looks like a very healthy regional economy. The issue, however, is on the flip side of that coin, that not all residents are able to participate in that economy, and not all residents are benefiting from the regional economic strength.
Well, if the idea is to have an economy that's more equitably shared and distributed, and sustainable, what's the fix?
The fix is to really focus on how do you grow the industries and sectors that pay better wages for greater numbers of people. And these tend to be the industries and sectors that are the most export-oriented, they're the most innovative. Certainly we in the green economy, you see across the green economy that you have many types of sectors that pay higher wages, and the key here is all these sectors can pay higher wages for people even who don't have a four-year degree. And I think that's really a crux of the issue, because you want to be growing a regional economy that has better jobs, but they have to have be jobs that people can actually be able to access.
Jennifer, you write that regional leaders need to be more strategic and intentional as they plan. What do you mean by that?
I think in any region, they need to then really be trying to focus on building on the assets that they have. And a metropolitan area like Baltimore has a lot of assets. It has an enviable network of colleges and universities. It has world-class hospitals. It has a great waterfront, has a lot of sophisticated firms, good talent, a lot of research capacity. And so they really need to leverage those assets to be able to build a stronger, more opportunity-rich regional economy.
I would imagine there are a number of pieces to meet this objective, and one of them has to be education.
Even in industries that people sometimes maybe typically think of as having only high-end jobs, information technology, say, or bioscience, what we show is that actually, throughout a lot of industries, you have a pretty decent share of jobs that pay a good wage, even for people who don't have a college degree. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they only have a high school degree either, and certainly we need to ensure that people have the education and the skills that they need to be able to access jobs in these types of industries. But, the overall point is that there are jobs across a lot of different industries that pay good wages, even for people who don't have a four-year degree.
And you also talk about an educational workforce delivery system. What is that, and how does it factor into this?
If you want to ensure that residents have the skills and the education they need to compete in the economy, you need to have an educational workforce delivery system that can help them get that education and those skills. And part of that is about ensuring that you have the right programs in place. Do you have the programs that are teaching people the skills they need to compete in the economy and to be able to access jobs in growing sectors? You also need a system that is more coordinated. You have a lot of different players in the system. You have education providers, you have high schools, you have community college, you have private training providers, you have the public workforce system, and you have employers themselves. And they really all need to be working towards common goals in the region, establishing those goals, and then setting measurable ways to benchmark themselves against those goals to see if they're reaching them.
Billions of dollars are spent in these regions every year to help people, make it from paycheck to paycheck. You say their hearts are in the right place, Jennifer, but the methodology needs work.
throughout the country, we invest billions in programs that help low-income or people living in poverty to try to meet their basic needs. And these are really important supports that will always be needed to really provide a safety net for people who are out of work or who have fallen off on hard times. But they really need to be nested in a broader strategy to grow better jobs in those types of industries that pay good wages and are accessible to more people.
And what's the best path forward overall?
What we've been working on at the Metro program is really trying to examine how a more export-oriented, more innovative, greener economy is really the way that will make our nation competitive in the years to come. And as we're pulling out of the economic downturn, we really need to take a new approach to economic development. And this is the way that we need to be growing in the future. And I think all metros need to be, again, looking at their assets and really trying to leverage them to have a healthier economy.
Stay up to date with the latest research, learn about Brookings events, and search our directory of experts, all from your mobile device. To download Brookings for your BlackBerry, Android, iPhone, or iPad, go to brookings.edu/mobile.